Start the clock. I have one preliminary matter. Anjali Jaiswal on behalf of NRDC. Chair Young and the members of the board, if you recall, in 2005, the board gave NRDC direction to analyze stormwater management programs throughout California, and that resulted in the practical plan. And we have an update that we just released last week of phase two programs and what smaller communities can do, and I just wanted to hand deliver them to the board.
It can't come in for consideration at this point. You know, if you, what you could do is hand it to Carol, and then she can distribute it to the board, you know, later.
Okay.
But, okay.
Yes.
Now, of course, you can refer to anything in there that you want during your presentation.
Great. Well, I was giving it as an update and hand delivering it because it's a natural progression of the direction that the board's given NRDC.
Okay. Thank you.
But going to the matter, let's see. On behalf of our members in the Central Coast, our thousands of members here, we urge the board to reject the weak proposal submitted by San Luis Obispo County. The proposal fails to meet MEP. It fails to protect water quality. And we believe that San Luis Obispo waters deserve the same protections that other coastal waters get in California, including those in Monterey Bay. I have 2 points. The first point goes to foundational issues that cut across, and then I'll do a comparison of the programs to show how the proposal by the county is inadequate and how it fails to meet MEP and protect water quality. First, there's a fundamental misunderstanding about the stormwater management program process. The Ninth Circuit has clarified that in every instance, the stormwater management program must be subject to meaningful review. That's review by the board, and that's review by the public. And not just review, but that it ensures that the program meets the maximum extent practicable standard. The general permit also focuses on the stormwater management program, focusing on implementation, not developing whole program components as the county's proposal does here. And I'm going to go through an explanation of that. The general permit came out in 2003. The county, in its proposal, has had years to develop, establish, create major program components, and it has not done so today, and its proposal today before the board is incomplete and does not contain sufficient detail for the board or the public to determine that it meets MEP and that it protects water quality. And I will give you examples of that. Another fundamental misunderstanding, MEP, maximum extent practicable. I'm not going to spend too much time on this because the board knows this, but however, the process is broken in terms of applying the MEP standard. The MEP standard requires that the permittees choose effective BMPs and reject applicable BMPs. I focus on the word applicable because applicable can be shown in what's being done elsewhere. And this board's requirement in the Monterey region for Monterey County and the municipalities up there demonstrates applicable BMPs that could be used in this proposal, in the county's proposal here. There's also, this becomes clear when you look at the problems in the area. And I'm going to go over these quickly because they've been discussed today. But one of the key problems that we see is 303 delisted areas. This is a list that's directly from the county proposal itself. Then we also see population growth that's occurred in the past, and future growth. What this means is that there are increased impervious surfaces that will be developing throughout the county. Increased impervious surfaces means increased urban runoff, increased pollution in water quality. The board knows this well. Another point that this highlights is the lack of permittee coordination. Of having uniform requirements throughout the county, throughout the Central Coast, is pivotal to protecting water quality. Some other problems. The board knows well about the sea otter problems here in the Central Coast, that Morro Bay is a hotspot for sea otter mortality and morbidity, that those problems are a result of land-based sources of pollution. This is the county's opportunity and the board's opportunity to regulate these sources of pollution and to stop this pollution. There's also problems that we know with septic tanks. The county has said that it will inspect 25% of septic tanks in key areas. What exact percentage that is unclear. How frequent those inspections will happen is unclear. We also know that there's a problem with agricultural runoff contaminating, stormwater runoff going into the surface waters and ultimately making its way into our coastal waters. That also goes unaddressed in the stormwater management program, in the county's proposal. Finally, this third standard, entirely unaddressed by staff as well as by the county. The County of San Luis Obispo is required to meet water quality standards. There's no indication of how the proposal will actually meet this standard. Now going on to the actual detail and comparison of the programs. The county that you saw the county say in their proposal that they presented, it focused mostly on public education. Staff's presentation, mostly on education. When you look at, this is a page from the proposal, I'm sorry, I don't have it in the PowerPoint, but it says that the program, meaning the whole proposal, relies heavily on public education and outreach and public participation. In essence, it's saying, we're focusing on this, and we're not going to address the other components. That does not meet MEP. That does not protect water quality. A full stormwater management program addresses all six components. This is the first slide that I showed you regarding the EDC decision and the Ninth Circuit's requirement for meaningful review for specificity. Again, the general permit focusing on full implementation. Now, the general permit does allow some kind of development for things like logos. The general permit covers places non-traditional MS4s like hospitals and schools. It is not meant as an excuse for major cities in California, major counties in California along the Central Coast that are at the forefront of the Phase 2 program to escape basic requirements so that they can develop these programs out of whole cloth when they've had since 2003 to develop this program. And here's just a few examples. Here's one example from the illicit detection program where it says, develop and implement a procedure and a checklist for illicit connections. Well, what exactly are those requirements? Establish a system for enforcement and penalties. Other programs are clear. No excuses approach for violations. Again, you see it here. This is reminiscent of what the first Monterey proposal was that this board rejected. Create a procedure for inspecting construction site stormwater BMPs. How are those inspections going to happen? How frequently? How many of them are there? How many construction sites? Establish a protocol. We don't know what the protocol says. Develop and disseminate the BMP guidance manual. Other programs already have this guidance manual available, not just for the public and not just for the board to know that it meets MEP and protects water quality, but more importantly for the actual builders, the actual construction sites, so they know which BMPs they're supposed to be implementing in that county, and so that they know they're supposed to be implementing them region-wide and that they are consistent region-wide. Now, I know that we've heard, oh, well, you'll get it back in the annual report. You know, they'll develop it. That is an insufficient substitute, a weak substitute for what this hearing and what this board is supposed to provide the public. We are supposed to, I just wanted to state our objection that I've made before, that the public is entitled to a meaningful review of what the final proposal will look like, and having a piecemeal approval process disadvantages the public, disadvantages the board, and doesn't protect water quality. This vagueness and develop where you don't see the specificity is compounded by the delays. Look at these delays in this program. The county has known since 2003 that it needs a stormwater management program. These BMPs have been available for decades. Now going to the construction program. This slide shows the kinds of problems that you see when you have runoff from construction sites. Well, you look at what the county proposal is doing, the SLO proposal. It says, create a procedure for inspecting construction site stormwater BMPs. Well, this is what they should be doing. Other places have their BMP guidance series in place, making it clear to everyone, including construction sites, that these are practices that shall be implemented, requirements. again, this is just one example of the procedure so that the plans actually get reviewed and that the inspection procedures are set forth prior to approval so that the determination can be made, so that a determination can be made that the program meets MEP. You also see this question that Chair Young brought up and other members brought up about less than 1 acre. EPA has recognized, like the Monterey cities recognize, that development in areas like the Central Coast often happens in less than an acre, and it is important in order to protect water quality and to meet MEP that those areas are also regulated. The county proposal fails to do that. Look at the post-construction program. The county proposal is saying that they will implement the design standards. Well, what they should be doing is saying that they are mandatory and required so that everybody knows. But more importantly, they should also have the policies and procedures set forth so that staff, so that the board, so that the public, so that the builders know what the county's process is and can determine whether it meets MEP or whether it protects water quality. Again, for enforcement inspection. Do you want me to go back? Somebody told me to put in pictures to make it nicer for you. But this is an example of why you need enforcement, why you need inspections. Again, you see the develop and implement checklist procedures. That's all we get. We don't know what's actually going to be done. Well, this is a letter that EPA submitted to this board. And it was on the Monterey program, but it showed even Monterey's weak inspection program, and at least at that time, they had some inspection program for their commercial, restaurants, automotive, industrial facilities. EPA said, this is too weak for a proposal. Well, if this one's too weak for EPA, then the San Luis Obispo County proposal is also too weak because it does not have any specificity for the frequency of the types of inspections it'll have for commercial and industrial facilities. This is what the program should have, where you see the list of business categories that will be inspected as well as the details for those inspections. Again, actual compliance checklists so that you know what are the inspectors going to go in for, what are they going to look at, are they going to be looking at stormwater impacts and how are they going to be looking at them so that this board and staff can determine that it meets MEP. Also on enforcement, I mentioned previously this board knows this board usually has a tough enforcement policy, but here we don't see that fines will automatically be triggered, what will happen for violations. The procedures have not been set forth, and they have not been made clear to the public. Monitoring. We heard today from the county staff that their volunteers fluctuate up and down, but they're going to rely on volunteers to do their monitoring. Well, in light of the problems happening in San Luis Obispo County, in light of the Blue Ribbon Panel reports that we've seen, monitoring is a critical component for stormwater management programs. And it is required in the Clean Water Act, and this board has the authority to require San Luis Obispo County to conduct monitoring. Here's what other programs do. They have a comprehensive monitoring program looking at all areas. Here's what you see just up the coast in Monterey County, where they do source tracking for high-priority pollutants, actually looking at and determining where those exceedances are happening. You also have actual outfall monitoring, not just ambient monitoring that we see, but going out there and making the county accountable for its discharges. Finally, there's been a lot of discussion about the sea otter, which is important to this board, which is important to this region. And there's lots of discussion about public education and brochures, but a comprehensive program is needed. And Chair Young, earlier you asked about what Monterey is doing. Well, here's what they're doing. They're not just doing research. They're looking at the geographic area that the pollutants are coming from. They're not just focusing on T. gondii, which is one of the sources. They're focusing on other pathogens. This is important not only to the sea otter, but because the sea otter is a sentinel species, a species that represents the overall health of its ecosystem, meaning that sick otters show a sick ecosystem. They are looking at how to stop pathogens overall. And then they will, in year two, create and implement a program to reduce and eliminate those sources of pollution so that those pollutants are not actually getting into the coastal waters. And this is my last slide. This is a letter from Dr. Horner, Dr. Rich Horner, and this is in the record. Dr. Horner says that the proposal falls short of the level needed to ensure that it meets MEP. It falls short because of missing elements and delays. Dr. Horner is a premier expert that has worked on stormwater management programs for 30 years. What he is telling you is that this program is weak, that it lacks the details that it needs. That's what we've been telling you as well. What you have instead is you have a process that's broken here, where the permittee's word, where the permittee says that this is MEP, is sufficient for staff. And that process goes on and goes forward. It focuses on education. It ignores the other aspects of a critical stormwater management program. What we're asking you today is to reject the proposal, put it on a fast track, because we agree that stormwater regulation needs to happen in the Central Coast, that these sources of pollutants need to be stopped. But the program must meet MEP, and it must protect water quality. That is the duty of this board. So we ask you to reject the plan, put it on a fast track, a 30-day turnaround, indicating to the county, strike out, like you did in Monterey, strike out the word development in here, strike out established, show us your protocols, show us what you're doing, follow and comply with the requirements of the Ninth Circuit so that the program meets MEP, protects water quality, and public health. Any questions?
Any questions? Are you done with your presentation?
I am done. Isn't that right on the dot?
No, you have 4 minutes to go, actually.
Oh.
Okay. Any questions?
I actually have a question for Steve on the sea otter.
Well, he'll be coming up, right?
Okay.
So you'll have to, why don't we wait for Mr. Shemek to come up. Any other board questions? I do have a couple for you. If you could go back to some of your original slides.
Sure. Do you know which category?
You're taking things out from some cases.
Oh, sure. The EDC decision?
Language. Maybe the first one. Maybe the first slide.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to get to it right here. Whoops, one more. Let me go forward. There you go. Do you want just the EDC?
No, that's fine to start with. The smaller box says it is not anticipated that the swamp be fully implemented upon submittal with the NOI.
That's correct.
Do you have any language that holds that the swamp must be fully implemented by the time of adoption of the permit?
Well, my point in making this is not, we're not asking for full implementation, but implementation of the BMP. So if the county is saying, you know, we're going to, well, they have a great logo, but the example that the general permit says develop a logo, those subcomponents are okay to develop. Or we're going to, here are our procedures for our inspections of commercial and industrial facilities, and we will inspect all commercial and industrial facilities throughout the program term. We don't expect them to have all those inspections done before, or neither does the program, but to have them laid out as they go through the program. But the details and the specificity are required. The point is that the swamp says implementation of the details are fine. But what we need to see is adequate details to determine that the program meets MEP.
Well, taking that example, if the county says they're going to inspect all facilities by year three, and that's all that they state, do you need more detail than that?
Generally, yes, because in order to meet MEP, what happens is when are the, for example, for construction sites.
Well, let's say they say by year two.
For construction sites, during the rainy season, construction sites happen weekly. That's what most municipalities do because there is a tremendous amount of pollution that comes from construction sites, and they sometimes can prioritize what the construction sites are. So they say for these construction sites we'll be doing weekly, for the other ones we'll be doing inspections every 2 weeks. So the frequency is important, and what actually happens during the inspections is important to ensure that they are actually compliance inspections, and the violation and the follow-up in terms of what the county or the municipality will do for the violations. So those details are important in determining whether the program's MEP and will protect water quality.
Okay, because I seem to get confused when I see arguments that, they've had time to develop everything and they haven't developed everything. But then again, the process, from my understanding, allows a discharger to develop and implement over a five-year period.
That is
so there's like this blend here, and I'm not sure. I know you're coming from one side of it, and the discharger's on one side of it in terms of what needs to be laid out in black and white and how much detail as of today.
Right. That chart that you've seen before comes from a CASCA manual, which is a permittee manual in terms of how BMP implementation works. I'm talking about the iterative process that's also been misused in the Central Coast here before this regional board. That is generally used as a way of getting someone into compliance when they've been found out of compliance. But CASCA also applies it in their manuals in a different way. But to clarify your question, the Ninth Circuit, this is why this decision came out. The Ninth Circuit clarifies that there has to be meaningful review. In order for there to be meaningful review of the program to ensure that it meets MEP, the specificity in the program must exist prior to it being approved. Otherwise, this board doesn't know what it's approving. It's like saying, okay, in 2003, the county was told, you're supposed to build us a house. And it's 2007. They're like, well, we still are going to put in the windows and we're still going to put this in, but here's the house. Can you just approve it? Can you sign off on it? And they haven't met the MEP standard for what they're supposed to be doing for their stormwater management program.
Okay, so your contention is that there can't be meaningful review without the level of detail
for the whole
in the draft permit for everybody to take a look at.
Right, and we're not talking about subcomponents. That's why these are major program areas that we're talking about. We're talking, they're saying to the whole procedure and the checklist for the illicit connection program. That's a whole program on its own that in other programs has pages of details in terms of what they're doing. But not, I don't just mean details for the sake of detail, but so that it's meaningful, so you know the actions that the county will be taking to protect water quality, and so that the staff and the board can review those to know, yes, that is the maximum extent practicable. Those are applicable BMPs. And here's why they rejected a certain BMP. Here's why they're not doing, a basic measure like inspections that EPA requires.
Have you met with the county?
I have not.
And has Mr. Beckman?
He has not.
He has not. No one from NRDC has.
We have submitted our letters into the comment and participated in the public process.
Right, but nothing direct with them like you had with Monterey?
Monterey, no, not okay. Like we did with Monterey. And that was under the direction of the board.
Right. Okay. Any other board questions? No? Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Thomas?
No.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.